Part 4, Section 24. The Flame Ignites Many Fires. Lua, as well as the other heroes and heroines of those early days, witnessed many such scenes of unforgettable beauty, majesty, and tenderness as Abdu'l-Bahá recreated the spirits of the receptive believers he met. He kindled fresh fires of devotion and dedication in the hearts of almost all whom he encountered on his incredible American journeys. He was always on the move. Abdu'l-Bahá addressed peace conferences in several states. He spoke to students and professors at Columbia, Stanford, Howard, and New York universities. He participated in the fourth annual conference of the National Association for the Advancement of the Colored People. Abdu'l-Bahá fearlessly asserted the truth of the prophetic mission of Jesus Christ before no less than 2,000 Jews assembled in the Temple Emmanuel, a Jewish synagogue in San Francisco. He boldly championed the mission of Muhammad before packed audiences in Protestant churches. He courageously upheld the divine character of the mission of Moses. He emphasized the oneness of all the messengers of God. With characteristic vigor and courage, he proclaimed Baha'u'llah's teachings on the complete equality of the races, not intolerance, which is negative, but in the equality of opportunity for all races in every field of human endeavor, and in all parts of the world without exception. Abdu'l-Bahá himself demonstrated the sincerity of Baha'u'llah's principle of the oneness of mankind by his own encouragement of and participation in an interracial marriage of Baha'is. He united two of his followers of different nationalities and races. Louis G. Gregory, a Negro, was married to Louise Matthews of the white race. Abdu'l-Bahá highly praised such marriages between the races, saying, "If it be possible, gather together these two races, black and white, into one assembly, and put such love into their hearts that they shall not only unite, but even intermarry. Be sure that the results of this will abolish differences and disputes between black and white. Moreover, by the will of God, may it be so. This is a great service to humanity." Louis G. Gregory was one of the early co-workers of Lua. This brilliant American Negro Baha'i and teacher served as a member of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States, the highest elective post to which any Baha'i can attain in his own area. At the time of his death, a cablegram was sent to the entire Baha'i world by Shoghi Effendi, world head of the Baha'i faith, praising this colleague of Lua as the dearly loved, noble-minded, golden-hearted Louis Gregory, pride and example to all. The Baha'i world was told that he, Louis Gregory, occupied a unique position because of his dedicated services, and that the rising Baha'i generation in the African continent would glory in his memory. Abdu'l-Bahá also paid a touching tribute to Thornton Chase, the first Baha'i in America. He visited the grave of Mr. Chase in Inglewood, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. This was a special pilgrimage by Abdu'l-Bahá to the last resting place of the very first soul to embrace the cause of Baha'u'llah in the West. Abdu'l-Bahá stopped beside the grave without asking directions, praised the green verdure and flowers. He stood silent a few minutes. Then, taking the bouquet of flowers which had been brought with him, he adorned the grave with his own hands, with a love, tenderness and affection that touched every heart. Abdu'l-Bahá faced the Holy Land and chanted the Tablet of Visitation, a prayer read at the tomb of Baha'u'llah. He then spoke about the nobility, sacrifice and dedication of Thornton Chase, and before leaving, bowed to kiss the gravestone. Lua, looking on, was but one of many who longed to attain such a station, such a place in the heart of the Master. Thornton Chase, the very first to accept Bahá'u'lláh in the West, and one of the first to lay down his life as a Baha'i and consecrate the soil of the American continent, had spent 5 memorable days on pilgrimage as a prisoner with Abdu'l-Bahá. Now that pilgrimage was repaid. Thornton Chase had been in the forefront of the battle since 1894, the year both he and Lua embraced the faith. They exemplified words which Abdu'l-Bahá had spoken to a Western pilgrim. The general does not love most the man in the back of the ranks. He loves most the man in front. If you knew the value of these days, you would not eat, you would not sleep, you would not walk, you would run and give all the glad tidings. These words describe the final years of Lua's life. She increased her pace. She added new continents to her list of battlefronts. In the happiness of serving Abdu'l-Bahá, she did indeed run in all directions to give the glad tidings. In the joy of the year of 1912, Lua, so full of youth, vitality and eagerness, never dreamed that so little time was left to her, that in 4 short years, in the midst of a world war, she would be struck down a martyr.